I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to announce that on Sunday coming, we will be having as a speaker Malka Brauer. Everybody is invited, as well as with your wives. She is a specialist in family counseling, parenting, and I'm sure everybody's going to find her extremely interesting. So I just wanted to remind you, don't miss it.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Parashat Shavua is Parashat Truma. V'yikhu li Truma. And on the beginning, we already have a problem. Why? Because normally, what's v'yikhu? Take Truma? Give. V'yitnu li Truma. What is v'yikhu li Truma? It's a strange thing. But there are a lot of answers. But one of the answers that we have to put in our mind, really deep inside, is that whatever we have, we're not giving, we're just takers. Because we took everything from God. God gave us everything. So in other words, God is asking us to give something. It's like we think we give, but we're really giving what we got from God. And when you think about this way, a lot of things in life look different. For example, you know, I've got friends, very successful. Very successful, I mean, not in the mean of spiritual, but what we all like now. It's got a lot of money, beautiful homes, cars, going around, nice clothes, everything. And you know, he was, when we were a child, we learned together, we were the same. And now he's got all this beautiful thing, and everything is, oh, Baruch Hashem, the world is smiling to him. And we think to ourselves, why not me? I don't know if it bothers you, maybe not. Me, it bothers sometimes. I'm not such a great tzaddik. You know, sometimes, you know, I look at my friend and I see this guy's got this big house with a swimming pool with 20 rooms and four cars around it and this and that and that and that. And he's not doing anything for it. He's just doing on the boss or working, playing with his computer, and he's making. And I have to work from morning to night in order to bring my panos. And not the other thing in life. And suddenly you think to yourself, well, Bonshem, everything is just a test. God is testing us. God is showing us things. Because everything we see, Chafetz Chaim, you always used to say, if you see something, it's a lesson for you. You see something, God is talking to you. It's not, you're not seeing some things just for no reason. God is talking to us through what is happening around us. In other words, everything is for us. So when you look at it, and it says, 1 minute, I have to work on myself. I have to understand. That's v'yikhu li Truma. We think we give, but we give nothing. We got everything from God. And when you understand that everything is from God, you realize, understand, that God, as we said, loves us. He gives us everything. And if He loves us, must be that everything He gives us is the best for us. And we all know the stories. We all follow along with the story with this rabbi that the beggar came to him and says, look at my friend, he's got this and that and that and that and this and this and that. And I'm such a poor guy. 1 hour later, the rich guy of the one who was talking about comes to him. Look, I've got such many tzuras. My daughter is this and the son is that and that. And I've got all the time this worried about property here and property there. I cannot do this anymore. The next day, the rabbi calls both of them, says, okay, let's do a switch. You are complaining you are so poor. Okay, you are complaining you're so rich. You've got so many problems. Let's do a switch. Says, well, it's a good idea. I've tried. Well, what do I have to eat? I've got, and that's it. And I go, wow. Okay, so he gets to this big house, the beggar, and the wife is shouting at him. Where have you been? What have you done? 2 minutes later, his daughter says, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that. Then, half an hour later, they come to him with his accounts. He sees those millions on the pitch. He says, we have a problem here in South Africa. Here we have a problem in this and that. He starts sweating. He doesn't know what to do. How do I deal with this? Yes, beautiful house. All the best food in the world. Nice clothes. The rich guy comes to the poor house. Says, we've got nothing to eat for lunch. Go and beg for something. The night he sleeps, freezing. It's cold, freezing. No heat, no wood, no thing, nothing. Freezing! The clothes are torn. He suffers. Doesn't know what to do. He cannot deal with it. 2 days later, both of them run to the rabbi.
Rabbi, give me back my share. I don't want to switch. I want to switch back.
What happened? What's wrong? Says, I know my tzuras. I know how to deal with them. I cannot deal with the other one's tzuras. And you know, I'm just telling this story to understand and realize how true it is. Because sometimes we look at people, don't realize what's behind. We see the surface, we see the outside. We don't understand what's inside. And the inside, we have to understand, is the important part. And nevertheless, you have to understand, the rich guy, God gave him what he has to get. That's the best thing for him, but not for you. And for the poor guy, that's the best for you, but not for him. And each one of us got talent, got powers, and we have tremendous powers. We have unbelievable powers. We don't even understand the power we've got. Do you know this story? Those guys who break bricks with a hand? You know this? Did you see it? I'm sure you see. How do they do it? You've got these 20 bricks. He comes to the brick, looks at it, concentrates, and bah! I tried to do it. I broke my arm. How do they do it? They concentrate. And they make all the power to get to this point, and that's the way they do it. Yaakov Avinu. We say in Tfilat HaGeshem, Yigal Even Me'al Pi Be'er. Yichad Lev, Ve'gal Even Ma'al Pi Be'er. Yichad Lev is take your heart and pick up the stone. Something like this. I'm sorry, I cannot, it's not my language, I cannot find always the right words to translate English to Hebrew to English. What does it mean? Let's go back. Yaakov Avinu comes to the way. There is a big stone, a big rock on the... Nobody can pick it up. They have to wait for everybody to gather together and then pick it up, which also shows us the people in this area. You know, well, why do you put in a general public place just a big thing in order to people cannot use it to drink water? But, you know, that is like Sdom, if we say. Instead of having it easy for everybody who wants to drink, they were stingy. They didn't want everybody to drink a little more from this. So what they did, they put a big rock, and only if everybody is there, they can pick up the rock. Okay.
Yaakov is asking them, talking with them, we don't like to go into it. And suddenly, Rachel comes there. What happens now? He takes the rock, says Rashi, like a cork from a bottle. What happened?
Now this tzaddik, 2 minutes ago, asked those shepherds around, why do you sit here in the middle of the day and not working? This is gezel. This is stealing from your employer. You shouldn't sit in the middle of the day. He says, we cannot. We have to drink water. And we have to wait for everybody. Now this tzaddik, why didn't you pick this rock for them? Suddenly you've got the power? Well, you're showing off to Rachel? What's going on here? Suddenly he picks up the rock like nothing. Why didn't he pick it before? You know why?
Yichad lev v'gal even ma'al pi be'er.
When he saw Rachel, he saw the Jewish home. He saw, this is my wife. With her I'm going to build Am Israel in the spiritual way. So suddenly he understood, he got powers that were inside and they were concentrated through his heart and got him to the point that he just went and picked up the rock without thinking. This is why, by the way, one of the interesting questions, Yaakov is working for Rachel and says, Vayu be'enav k'yamim achadim.
Every 7 years, every year was like a day. That's what the Torah says. V'ayu be'enav k'yamim achadim. Now I'm asking you, if you're waiting for something good,
how is it going to the time move? How is it going to move? Quickly or slowly?
Quickly.
If you're waiting for something you love, and it's going, and it's happening, let's say in 2 months. You know somebody's in jail, and he has to get out of jail. The closer it gets to the day, the longer it gets, like, and we fast, and the fast day, when it's the bedtime, in 1 hour the fast is finished, half an hour is finished, I cannot, I have to drink, I have to eat, what happened? The whole day you stood, but the thing is, when you're really waiting for something, time is slowing up for you. is slowing. It's going slow, slow, slowly, slowly. In other words, if Yaakov really loves Rachel, as the Torah said, Vayahavit Rachel, and if he really loves her, it should be the opposite. Every day should be like a year, not every year like a day. The same thing, going to another thing.
After Pesach, we'll start Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer, the same thing.
We are counting to what? To receive the Torah. So we should say, in 49 days we're going to go to Torah. In 40 days we're going to get the Torah. In 30 days we're going to get the Torah. But what do? 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. We work the other way around. What's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. Let's say, I'm going to give you an offer. I want you to build a house on the other side of the street. Every brick you put... No, sorry. No. I'm going to pay you for the house $30 million. Like the idea? Now you're building the house, it's going to take you, I don't know, 2 years. How is the time going to go? Oh, I've got so long to wait till I get the money. And it's going to go very slowly. So if I'm clever, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to tell you, each stone you put, each brick you put on the wall, you're going to get $200,000. Now, how is the time going to fly? $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. That's exactly the thing. If the only meaning is where I'm getting to, it's a problem. It means that all the days are not important. And if they're not important, what is important, what's going to happen in the end? But if every day's got a meaning, every day is a part, and it's got a meaning of building myself, of gaining something, so this is when time flies. When I enjoy every day, when I love the moment that I'm in, when I'm on this tour, in this tiyul, in this holiday, and the days are beautiful, oh, it's already finished. Because I enjoy myself. Because every minute's got a meaning. And that's exactly the idea. When Yaakov realizes, with her I'm going to build Am Yisrael. But I cannot just get married. I have to prepare myself. I have to be suitable for the job. Achana. Every mitzvah needs achana. So every day he's building himself. And he's feeling that he's doing another good thing. I must tell you a personal story. If I would tell somebody, my friend or my teachers, 30 years ago, that I'm going to stand in front of an audience and talk about Divrei Torah, and nevertheless also in English, and as I did last 2 weeks ago in German, people will laugh. Those who know me years ago, I was a simple guy. The only thing for example, even with davening and things like this, I laid tefillin in the morning and I went to work. And what I know is work, 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 and that's it. I wasn't exactly a good student. When I used to come to my yeshiva, they used to come, oh, here is the kaitan kab. You know what? How do you say kaitan in English? I don't know. Kaitana, kaitan. The kamper comes. Here comes the kamper. Used to laugh at me. I used to come 1 day a week, to whatever I want. Why? Because the rabbi bought the furniture from us. He owes a lot of money, so I could do whatever I want to. And that's the way I was learning. I never forget the high school, Menahel, tells me, nothing is going to come out of you. I laughed in his face, by the way, but years later he meets me in a lecture and he doesn't know how even to approach me. And the point is, what happened? What made the change? When my mother, Alea Shalom, died, it was Motzei Yom Kippur. And suddenly I realized that there is in life more than just getting up, eating, drinking, working, and watching television. And by the way, being angry the half of the day, shouting at my workers, shouting at my wife, at my kids, I understood there is something more. Life is going to finish. Life is, as we say, is a movie. And from this day on, I changed. Now, how did I change? How do you change? How do you to get to high levels? You have to start with a small move. And that's the big lesson. Each one of us got powers. My brother comes to me, which is a Talmid Chacham, he learns from the whole day to night, the Koilinik, all his life, sits and learns. Never left, by the way, never left Israel. Doesn't want to leave Israel for any reason. And he told me, I've got an idea. In order to do Ilui Neshama for our mother, Alea Shalom, let's learn Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which Mishnah is Otiyot Neshama, and that's a good thing to elevate the Neshama. So it's okay. And you remember, that time I was not exactly a scholar. I didn't know what we're talking about. What is Shisha Sidrei Mishnah? I knew! I had an idea! So I bought from the shop, and suddenly I see this case, like, I don't know how many, 25 books. I could kehati, yes, not... How am I going to learn this? What? My brother is crazy. I cannot do this. This is impossible. This is a mission impossible.
Mishnah impossible,
exactly. So, what did I do? I didn't know what to do. The next morning, my brother comes with a list. He says, see, this is a list that tells you how many chapters you have to learn every day in order to, in 1 year, finish the whole thing. He says, well, see, very nice. Tov meod. Yes, I'm looking at it, a list like this. But then I says, you know what? I said something. Let's start. I started. And every time I put a V on what I did. And after a week I looked, wow, look. I did all it was 15 minutes every day. 15 minutes, that's all. And every day 15 minutes, and after a month I finished the whole perek. And after another month, and I never looked what I've got left. I always looked at what I did. And this is the system. When you look at what you achieve every day, when you are building yourself and understand that you're doing something positive and you did something, you're not looking about the big thing. You're looking about the step by step, step by step. When you do it this way you can do tremendous things. And this is exactly the idea of Sfirat HaOmer, and this is exactly the idea of what Yaakov Avinu is doing when he tells us, the Torah tells us, "Vayu be'enav ki yamim achadim," because he understands that every day has got a meaning. Okay, a black car. Anybody's got a black car, stop disturbing somebody. So that's what they're talking about. Okay. So now when we understand and realize that everything goes with a small step and everything is from God, and God is really taking us in the right way, and whatever we've got is the best for us. That's exactly the Vayikhuli Truma. Vayikhuli Truma is understanding that it's really not me giving, it's what I got from God. And everything is from God. וזאת התרומה אשר תיקחו מאיתם זהב וכסף ונחושת. One of the interesting things is the starting with gold and silver. Why did the Torah start with gold and silver? And there's another problem here. Imagine to yourself that I come and want to collect money. What would I say? Give me money! What would you say?
No.
No? What else?
What for?
Just give me money! What's the topic? Holy Tumah, Zahab, Kesef, Nechoshet, Chet, Vargaman, Tolat, Shani, blah, 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 blah. What for? Who asked for money before explaining what it's all about? When you want to build a building, you come with a plan, say, I'm going to build a building, that's the building, give me help with the building. If I have a certain charity, I'm collecting money for this and that and that. Nobody will stand in front of an audience, a congregation, and tell them, give me money. And only in Pasuk Chet, I think, the Torah is Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Betoham. Why is it going this way? Because what we're talking here is Vasuli Mikdash. Mikdash is not just a building. Vasuli Mikdash, you will build a Mikdash Veshachanti, and I will dwell among you generally. So be singular, not plural. Veshachanti Betocho. What Shachanti Betocham? Because the building of the Mikdash is something that each one of us has to put into himself. That's why it's called Mishkan. Mishkan, Shechina, Shochen. Mishkan is the divine spirit is Shechina, is Mechon Shochen. Shochen is to live somewhere. Ani Shochen, Ani Nimtza Sham, I am there. So Vasuli Mikdash, if you do it the proper way, I will be among you, inside you. That's the temple. That's what we should build. In order to build this, you have to understand that everything you've got is for that reason. To build a shrine in us. To build a Mishkan inside of us. That's why we're here. The Kesef and Zahav that we use for the daily thing, which is the most, let's say, a physical, most materialistic thing, Kesef and Zahav. You have to understand why you've got it. Why God gave it to you. Because of this, first of all, the Torah is talking to us about the gold, about all the possession. Yes, you see all those possessions? Now I want to understand you, what you have to do with it. You know what you have to do with it? The Asuli Mikdash, the Shachanti Bitoha. Says Rabbi Chaim Vital in his book Sharei Kedusha. Ve'ata ben Adam. Now you human being. Pkach enecha. Open your eyes. From blindness, mina ivaron, ure'e, and see. Ki kol anaot v'tovot, all the joy and the favors of this world, ha'olam hazeh, hevel ema, they're nothing. Hema ma'ase ta'atuim, they are just, how do you say,
distraction
and fictions, and that is not real. It's like magic. Ve'lama titgaya labriot, so why should you be proud on other people? Why should you look down to people? Im bekomas kufa, if you're talking about I'm standing up, I am a big shot. Kulam nivru betzelem elokim kamocha. Everybody was created the same way. All human beings all over the world. Ve'im b'mishpacha, I am from a great family. Kulanu bnei ish echad, we all the children of one person. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All of us, same family. Ve'im b'osher, and if with wealth. Kama rekim v'pochazim imcha, how many stupid people, arrogant people. Evil people have got money. A lot. Ashirim yoter mimcha. They're more wealthy from you. And more, ve'od, ki Hashem morish u'mashir. Who gives you? Who makes somebody poor and the other one rich? Ve'al yitalel ashir be'oshro. You shouldn't be proud with your wealth. Ki be'ulai, because maybe, osher shamur leba'alav lera'ato. All this wealth is kept for you, not for the good, for the bad. It's like this guy, comes to the neighborhood, he's got this new big car. Ah, beautiful car. Everybody looks at him, jealous. Wow, look at the car he bought. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says he was going on the way to Jerusalem, and on the way was a big jam. He didn't understand why, but after an hour on the road, they realized there was a big accident, terrible accident. And you see the bodies on the kvish, on the road, and then you saw this beautiful car, a new car, total loss, new car. Now, if the people in the neighborhood of this guy, when they saw him coming in with this beautiful new car, would know that in the wheels of this car is death, would they be jealous? Would you be jealous?
No.
Of course not. But that's life. We just don't see the whole picture. We see a part of the picture and we're already building stories. We see only the outside and not the inside. Osher shamur leba'alav lera'ato. By the way, it doesn't mean you can be wealthy, you can have a lot of money, there's no problem. Use it the right way, that's all. You got something, you have tools. As we said, everybody's got the tools that are for him. His tools. No reason to be proud. No reason to look down on other people. It's a reason to do more good, to use what you got in order to do good toward the world. Ve'im b'schara v'kavod is even a bigger problem. Honor. You know, I never forget one day in Petach Tikva, the great shul Chovei Tzion, they closed up the street. I didn't understand why. Suddenly I see this big black car with horses from the police in front of it, a whole parade. Who came? I'm not going to say his name. One of the prime ministers. Wasn't a tall guy, never mind. And he went out of the car. Who knows what? And I looked at him, I said to him, this is what's written here. You're just a human being. And how much dirt was written on him in the paper. And he didn't care, because he cared about this moment. For this, he came to the job. Him standing alone, surrounded by a parade, a big shot, or covered. Kama bzuyei mishpacha sholtim ba'olam, says Rabbi Chaim Vital. Says, how many low life rule the world? And we can only look around and see. Kmo shekatuv, like it's written, tachad eved ki imloch. A slave that will rule. Ve'od, ki ha'osher v'akavod mifanav, the wealth and honor are in front of God. Who mashpil geim adat? He is the one who takes down people and takes them up. And if with wisdom, ve'im b'chokhma, how many people, clever people, nitredu ma'olam hazeh, are not with us anymore. And this reminds me also, I don't know, there was this big doctor in Petah Tikva. I don't remember his name. Really a clever guy. Everybody came from all over the world. And one day I was visiting a member of our family in one of the old age home. And I saw him sitting there, trembling, on a wheelchair, and looking at the wall, empty. And I thought, this guy was this big shot doctor. And look at him now. It's all from God. God takes and God gives. Now if you realize that it's all from God, we understand that we are nothing. But wonder what's nothing? You see, Aaron Ha'edut in our parsha is built very interesting. It's built with three parts. The outside is gold, the inside is gold, but in the middle there is wood. And they say it's exactly like Talmid Chacham. Because Talmid Chacham has got the Torah inside, and the Aaron Ha'edut has got also the Torah inside. Now, Talmid Chacham tocho kevaro. His outside is like the inside. That's Talmid Chacham. 1 minute. They say outside gold, inside gold, but in the middle there is wood. So it's not tocho kevaro. It's not the inside like the outside. There is wood also there. So how does it go together? So the explanation is beautiful. We're talking about being humble, not being proud. But from the other side, what does it mean? Should we act, go underneath, like the people says, well, I am a man outside, when I come home, I go, zakuf, I'm going standing up under the carpet. So what's the idea of being humble? You have to humble. It's not knowing what you are. On the contrary, it's knowing what you are, using what you've got, in order to teach other and to show other the way, using the tools you got from God. So if you're Talmid Chacham, you have gold outside. Yeah, the gold has been, as people have to see it. You have to teach them. The gold is the Torah. You have to teach them the Torah. From the other side, you have to be humble. That's the wood. Wood is cost much less than gold. Wood is something simple. But never forget that inside you've got the Torah. You've got gold inside. And you should take it out, but on the way, don't forget who you are. You got it all from God. And when you got it all from God, that's the way you should behave. You should show the Torah. You should teach people what you know. You should tell people what you know. But in a modest way, in a nice way. Don't look down at people. That's Aaron Ha'edut. That's the Torah. Now, the wood is also something else. The wood is really something that grows. Gold is still life. Doesn't grow, doesn't. But wood grows. When we're talking about Torah, you cannot stand on the place. You have to grow like the wood. Etz chayim ila machazikim ba. And I want to finish. When we talk about our parsha, we have so many details. And one of the biggest questions is, you know, from now till the end of Shemot, we're talking about the Mishkan. And it's strange. What, are we architects? Are we builders? Why do we need to know how to do this, to take this, to put this, to put that? And again, they tell us, why do we need to know all those details? It's amazing.
There is not one subject in the whole Bible that is being told in so many details as the Mishkan in our parsha. Why?
Next time.
We've got 4 minutes, I think, no?
So next time we build the Mishkan.
Ah, next time we build. I understand. I thought you're talking about the time. You say next time we build the Mishkan. So the prophet Yechezkel, the God comes to him when Am Yisrael is in the Galut after the destruction of the temple, and tells him, "You go to Am Yisrael and tell them about the plan of the Mikdash." Tagid laev. So the Yechezkel tells him, "Sorry, this is not nice. Imagine to yourself somebody who was very rich, filthy rich, lost all his money, and now he lives in Africa in some country, and he tries very hard to survive, and he's living in this small shed. It's got no heating, no air conditioning, no nothing. And a friend comes to visit him from Eretz Israel, and he comes to him with this journal, The Rich and Famous, that's showing all the rich people in the world how they live. So this is Maserati. See, this guy lives here. This guy lives here. Look at the food they have. What do you think? Is this guy normal? Is this what you show to your friend that lost all his money? How rich people live? That's what you should show him? And that's what Yechezkel HaNavi tells God. That's what I should show the Am Yisrael now? After the destruction in the Galut? I should show them the glory of the temple, the glory of Beis HaMikdash? Tells him God. What, you mean, if my temple is destroyed, so nobody is going to deal with it? Nobody is going to build it? So says the Halacha, Kriyata Ibniyata. When we read the Parshot now, till the end of Sefer Shemot, when we read and learn the details, we are building the Mikdash. Even though we don't building it really, but reading it and learning it is building. So every detail has got tremendous secrets in. As now, for example, we talked for a few minutes on the Aron Ha'edut. And by the way, there is so much more in Aron Ha'edut to teach us. And not only Aron Ha'edut. For example, another thing. All the things in the parasha has got measurements. There is one thing that's got no measurements. You know what it is? What? The Aron's got measurements. You read the parasha once, twice? You see?
The Kiyor.
No. The menorah. The menorah, one of the most important things, got no measurements. If you don't believe me, check it. No measurements. Why? Because the menorah is the light of the Torah. And the Torah's got no measurements, no limits. It's, as we say, Atzei Shitim Omdim. It's like the wood inside the Aron has to grow, and it grows, and there is no limit to growing. So you cannot put measurements on the light of the Torah. Should we all, Bezrat Hashem, enjoy the light of the Torah, understand the power of the Torah, and understand the power of God Almighty that loves us so much, and whatever it does to us is only for the good of us. Sometimes we don't see it, sometimes we don't feel it, but if you understand, while you pray to God and you connect to God, you will feel it. You will feel that God is there and God is helping. Vakasha, vakasha.